Welcome to Paint Ed. Hey, I'm Chris Schenk, the education guy at the Painting Contractors Association, providing painting contractors with the training and connections they need to grow their business. To find out more, visit pdca.org. On this episode of Paint Ed, Kevin Kalmus from Legacy Painting in Oklahoma talks about how he developed simple, intuitive systems for big change. Everything this guy talks about is relatable. If you're banging your head against the wall, trying to make your business work, or your business is working, but you're trying to break through to the next level and having problems, Kevin, guy like me, Kalmus, will not only make you feel better about what you're going through, but he talks about the simple homegrown systems that helped him build a better business and that could help you too. But I'd say the single most important thing you can get from this guy is a restored belief in yourself and your dream. You can tell Kevin has learned to believe in his goals and the resources he has to reach those goals, and he can help you believe in yours again too. Hear Kevin speak at the PDCA Expo March 6th through 8th in Savannah, Georgia. He will be presenting Growing Simple Systems for Big Change and Bigger Profit. Register for the expo at pdca.org. Hey, Kevin, welcome to Paint Ed.
Hey, Chris. I'm really glad to be here. It's nice to talk to you.
Yes, this is the first time you've been on Paint Ed, right?
Yes, this is the first time. Glad being a part of this. I've listened to your podcast, and to be a part of it is a pleasure.
Well, I know you're really involved in PDCA. You've been here longer than I have been here. I've been here for a little over 3 years, and I know you were a well-established leader by then, a business leader in the market. I mean, people are watching you and how you do things, and you're kind of helping people learn the ropes a little bit of how to keep your business stable and profitable and all those things. But you're also a leader in PDCA. You are a council leader, right?
Yes, I've been the president of the Midwest chapter for about 5 years.
So I think that's important for people to know, because you're going to be speaking at the expo and you're going to be talking about growing simple systems for big change and bigger profit. And the way you go about it is really engaging, because you talk from the perspective of somebody who's really, truly trying to grow their business. And you've never forgotten, it doesn't seem, what that feels like to try to get to the next level, to try to make sense of where you're at and try to utilize all your resources and just pull everything together to get to that next thing, to reach your goals. And somehow, every time I hear you talk, and we have conversations a lot, you just seem to really be able to encapsulate what that struggle is like, even though you may not be experiencing that struggle in all the same ways, but you empathize really well. Somehow you haven't forgotten what that's like, and you're able to help people along.
Well, I believe it's one of my motivators is remember what it felt like to be working till 2 a.m. and getting up the next day at 6 a.m. to go to another job. It really is a labor of love and a persistence and a never give up type of ideal. And now that I don't work till 2 a.m. and I don't have to get up at 6 a.m. on the next day to go to another job, I do remember that. And it does help create and give me gratitude of where I am now.
Well, a couple questions to get us started here. Okay, so the topic for the expo is growing simple systems for big change and bigger profit. One, why that topic? And two, maybe that's the same question, is tell me what gave birth to this whole idea in your life and in your struggle.
Well, the ideal of my own personal growth and understanding is pretty interesting. I came from a place that I didn't do really well in school, and I went on to college and actually did some time in my master's program, but I was not cut out to read the textbook and the next day take the test. So one of the things that I do believe that is, as I've looked over and seen people in industry, in entertainment, and in the athletic world, all these people that are out there that have made their dreams and goals reality, honestly, a lot of them have come in and been in the same boat as me, as they didn't do well in those, but they live in their mind, and they are very, very good at creating something and implementing it from a standpoint in their mind. And when they write things down or say things or something like that, it might not be as polished as others might see, but they can lead the dream. And I think that's my gift. And because of my struggles in school has given me the ability to do something where other people might not be able to. So I'm living in a different world, and that I guess they call it now emotional intelligence, is able to understand people.
Yeah.
And I'm able to do that in some way. So for me to bring that to an ideal of, I have to make it simple for myself just to understand it. That's what I want to give to my fellow folks at the PDCA, because I think a lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah, so the whole idea is keeping it simple, and you want to know how to make it simple for yourself, but also how to make a lesson simple enough for people to say, you know what, I'm having a really hard time, but that makes a whole lot of sense to me. And I don't have to read a textbook, or I don't have to go to these highbrow sort of presentations. I'm not talking just about our expo, but sometimes you hear people talking about all these complex systems and these complex ideas about business and how to grow and things like that. And it's overwhelming. And just having a lot of ideas, even if they're good ideas and simple ideas or whatever, just having a lot of them can be overwhelming. And it seems like you want to help people kind of just cut through that whole thing and do what you did and just narrow it down to, what is it I really need to know? What makes sense for a person like me? Can anybody move forward no matter where you're at? Does that sound about right?
Oh, yeah. That's just right. Exactly what I'm trying to do is, I'm not supposed to be in a position in having a job in which I have created that gives me lots of freedom, gives me money to travel and have surrounding myself with people that I enjoy to be around in our business. So that is what I think I can bring is, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And the reason I say simple is it's just a simple ideal that have created my business and growth. And I received it at the PDCA long time ago in one course. And it was a simple little ideal. And implementing that has been the best thing for us to grow our business.
Now you got to tell me what that is and who taught it.
Well, maybe if you come, I can give you that. It's not a really big secret, but yeah. It came from probably a place of, honestly, it came from social media. I don't exactly remember who was teaching that course at that time. Now, you realize I've been at since 2007, so I've seen a lot of people come and listen to a lot of classes. But I remember it was a social media course, and I took that principle, implemented it, and it's been outstanding for us. I mean, it really has made all the difference in our business. And that's what I'm going to teach those who come, is how you can choose to make your business flow as you learn. And I think that's the true ideal of what we do is, things don't come to life until I understand it. So, like I said, I'm not supposed to do it, but after I sit down and do these things that I've learned, it really does become reality.
Okay. So, you know, one of the things that you emphasize is this understanding. You just said that once you understand, then you can do. Do you feel like a lot of people are moving forward with not really understanding and trying to, you know, follow certain methodologies or tactics that somebody's handed down that really doesn't make a whole lot of sense to them or their business, but if you just follow this pattern, trust me, it will do the right thing, it will make you profit. Is that not the right way to go about it then?
Well, I do think that there is ways that you can just implement something and trust it and go on. But see, that's not how I work. And that's what I want to try
and that's not the way a lot of people work. I mean, I want to say, again, the reason you're so relatable, I kind of want to rename you Kevin, Guy Like Me, Calmus, because there's something in you that makes me feel like, okay, there's a guy like me. Now, how did you do it? And that's, I think, why you connect to people so wonderfully.
Well, I guess I look at myself as, and I have done this, I'm the janitor in the school, and I'm just a person going about, and I connect to that. I really do connect to all people, wherever they are, even in my own business. So how can I help, let's say, Justice in our business, how can I help him understand how he can grow in the simplest ways, because I had to learn that same thing. So that empathy comes through struggle. That empathy comes from my understanding.
Yeah.
I understand what it feels like. I understand when someone says, read this book, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm having an anxiety attack just knowing that I've got to read a book. And it's simple. You know, we make it way too complicated. It really is. It's not too complicated. After a week of expo, you can come in and think, oh my gosh, I have brain overload. And it's almost exhausting, especially Friday at the last class. You're thinking, oh my gosh, how can I take any of this back when my mind's just overwhelmed?
Right.
The things that I try to say is just, it's don't overwhelm yourself, because if you overwhelm yourself, you get nothing done. So you do one, two, three, do something that you know that you need to do. And that's the only thing that you understand is, I can't tell you to, if you want to make more money, it might be as simple as, look at your balance sheet and look at your budget and say, what do I not need, instead of, and realize that you put a dollar in your pocket, that's a dollar made. And that's as simple as it is. I mean, if you pull that dollar out, you're spending it. And that's what I understand for myself. I'm not that guy to sit in front of the computer and do QuickBooks and understand all that. I'm not. But I can sure find someone that's really connects with me and does it a lot better than me, and I can read it and understand it. And that is as simple as it gets. You know, just if you listen to our CEOs, they really do have simple systems for them to understand it. They really don't sit behind the desk and think about price analysis, how your business might have, what's the best way, best advertising route, what's the best way I can advertise. That's not at least from my understanding, a CEO. A CEO is a dreamer, looking at the person, looking at something ahead, and implementing those things and living in that dream ahead of everybody, of the business.
Wow.
The business really is a self-creation. And that's what I think is what I've enjoyed about business so much, is it's a creation learning tool for me.
Well, I love, you make it feel realizable. You make it seem believable. Like, okay, you know what? We could find something that matches who we are, and we just keep at it and live in that dream, even when it's not here yet. And keep it simple. Okay, so give me some takeaways for this podcast. And some of the takeaways I know are going to be developed in your presentation. But you want people to know the way that you build a simple system and realize some of that big change and big profit is what? Give me some of those.
Well, once again, after the year end, you look back at your year and say, what were the two things that I need to change in my business to make it run better this year?
Two things.
Just two things. I believe that is what has grown our business. When I heard this at a class, and I really can't remember, I think it might have been Vegas. So I don't know when the last time we were at Vegas, but that tells you how long ago it might have been. But I was at the social media class, and they said, which really helped me, is when social media became something that was growing our business and developing and telling the world who we were, I jumped on, and I think I went into 10 types of social media, everything from Yelp to Yellow Pages, doing my Google, all these kind of things with Facebook. I did all of them. I mean, I thought, okay, the way I need to do this is tell everybody who I am. Well, they said something that resonated with me that I have just made it a part of our business principle, is that when you look at all these things and you look at social media, and there's so many avenues, don't do 10 bad, just do two good. And that's what I've done, is just look at the things in the past, what I need to make better, and implement two things every year.
There's a lot of genius in that, and we could easily look over it and be like, no, I want to know the 20 things. But come on, do the two things. You do it right, you will be noticed, and things will change from two things. I mean, Five Guys Burgers and Fries. They sell burgers and fries. I don't know if it's just a St. Louis thing. But, you know, I always remember reminded when somebody does something extraordinarily well, what they have in the soda machine doesn't matter as much. What are all their condiments? What other ways can I get a burger? You know, like, I just know they are the best burger makers that I know. And for some reason, I keep on going back to those simple business ideas of people who know what they're all about. Now, not that you can't add to your repertoire and keep other things going that are bringing you more profit and expanding your offerings and things like that. But man, two things could change everything. Two things could, you could turn that corner and it's another world. Two things could unlock new doors. So I believe that, man. I'm with you. It's believable.
Well, you know that, and think about it. Two things times 10 years.
Right, right.
Two things to 20 years. This is our 20th anniversary in this year. And and everything from hiring someone to help me as a painter to having someone come and do the books, it's taken time.
Right.
And a good business that has good foundation can last for decades. Mm. And I know that this year what we need to work on better is cash flow. Well, I understand this pain now because it's January and I got all these guys looking at me saying, I got to keep my family fed and my electricity on, and I got to have enough money when we don't have any work to keep and retain my guys. And that is valuable, valuable information. So when do I do that? Well, I can't really think about bringing in lots of cash in January. But I sure can in June. Hmm. And I actually write myself a reminder. Remember the pain of January.
Remember the pain
in June. Wow. So I'm actually, you know, socking money away.
Painuary. Exactly. I don't know if that's going to catch on. But if it does catch on, can you guys, like, remember the site where you found that? Okay. Okay. So.
But it is, I mean, I think with the dreariness of January, I think I need to be in Mexico on the beach this whole month. It's just a hard, hard month.
I do too, by the way.
Yeah.
So you're going to talk about cash flow a little bit, which it sounds like it's going to be answering to a big pain point. What else are you going to be touching on in there?
I always look at my business too, is if I have a dream of something in my business, like the ideal growing my business, It gives me fuel to my soul.
Hmm.
So I know that the people who work with me and are a part of my blood and guts of my business, they have the same dream.
You're my blood and guts. That's like what I'm going to send my homies now, man.
A little Oklahoma hunting deal. We deal with a lot of blood and guts during the deer season and all the hunting time. But they have the same dream. So my dream and their dream are not really different. So one of the things that we've looking at is just an advancement system so my guys can not just feel that they're in a place that they are a painter or they're just a crew leader. Now we're saying, hey, you can move up and grow and develop yourself in this system. And that's going to give them the understanding to be more than just a place to go to work.
Wow. Okay.
So those are the two things that we're looking at this year.
Well, okay. But I hear three big things that you're going to be touching on as far as how to implementing two ideas every year, studying your cash flow, understanding cash flow and how to use it for the days ahead, and then an employee advancement system. Those are the hows, but I think the why is that you're hitting that why really hard and knowing who you are and trusting who we are a little bit. Trusting ourselves to be able to get a hold of a basic idea and say, I can understand what I'm doing and I can make it my own and I can trust what I'm getting at. I can trust my dream and put some practical things in place to get at those things. So I think it's going to be a wonderful class. I think this podcast alone will help encourage people. So Kevin, if you don't mind, there might be some people who, you know, may not make it to Expo. Everybody should make it to Expo because it is a revolutionary experience. I believe that. I think you believe that, right, Kevin?
Oh my gosh. It's changed. To be in sitting around the same like-minded people for 3 or 4 days will open your mind and affect your business immensely.
Hmm.
So yeah, it's not a should I go or not. It's the what should we go into it? What is it that we need to take from the expo to help our business? When we hear other things that are not a part of what we're looking at for 2019, We can literally just shut our brain off and saying, I can hear it, but I don't have to understand it. And that's really good. So I go into the expo saying, these are some of the things I got to pull out. Where are all these golden nuggets laying around? And they're sitting everywhere. They're sitting beside you in a classroom. They're outside getting coffee. It's like a gold mine. It really is. I mean, it's a gold mine of information. And just like this, the podcast, it's a gold mine. It's just like sitting out there free for everyone to take something out and put it into their business. It's amazing. So that's how I look at it. It's the PDCA is going to give me two things that I can create. It's just I'm honored to be able to go to that every year.
Kevin, you're my blood and guts. It's nice to hear from you, man. It really is. How can people get a hold of you if they want to hear more, whether they're going to be at the expo or not? That's beside the point. Can people contact you?
Oh, sure. MyLegacyPainter@gmail.com is the simplest way to get a hold of us. They can just email me and just put in there PDC Expo 2019. Then I'll know exactly what I might be able to answer, anything that I can do. Information that I give is information I've received, and I hope I can help anyone throughout that week. It is going to be a great week. I mean, it's going to be in Savannah. I mean, history, beauty. I think this is also a time that you need to take and bring your partner out and just enjoy the week, your family. I've seen that before. I think that's not a bad idea. So it's going to be a great week.
Kevin, guy like me, calmness, thanks for being on Paint Ed.
Hey, Chris, I appreciate all you do. You've done a great thing with the PDCA. You're much appreciated.
Paint Ed podcasts are a product of the Painting Contractors Association. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PDCA and getting access to advanced resources for your business, visit pdca.org. We'll see you next time. Kevin, you're my blood and guts.